Live theater, cinema a go-go, the Tony Awards, there's a lot going on in the entertainment business this week. The Tony Awards are Sunday night. To talk about them, I'm joined by George Harder, the retired executive director of Musical Theater Heritage in Kansas City and formerly host of A Night on the Town, broadcast on Kansas Public Radio, and my dear friend. Those were fun years, thanks to you. George, it is so great to see you.
My pleasure.
Lots of great theater nominated for Tony Awards. Tell me about some of the favorite shows that you've seen that were nominated.
Well, I hosted two New York theater trips the spring of 2019. We had one May 1st to the 5th, and another one we just returned May 29th to June 2nd. And there were musicals. I saw Tootsie, which I expected not to like, wound up loving it. It is hilarious. And David Yazbek wrote the music. Now, he wrote the music for The Full Monty several years ago with beautiful songs like Breeze Off the River. You know, people say they don't write him like they used to, but David Yazbek does. It's just that the general public doesn't hear them because they don't become pop hits on the radio. But and he wrote an extraordinary song for the score for The Band's Visit that became an earworm. You wind up humming it all the next week. That's very rare on Broadway these days. I digress, but David Yazbek, shortly after The Band's Visit opened, was retained to write all the songs for Tootsie, based on the Dustin Hoffman movie, in case people aren't aware. And the songs are good. There's a couple that stick with you, especially the Sandy character, the pseudo-girlfriend of Michael Dorsey. She's much more full of angst and insecurities than
Terry Garr.
Than Terry Garr was in the movie, and she has a hilarious song. But it's I'd go back and see it again, and I didn't expect to like it. And very few musicals will I go back and see again.
That's praise.
Then I wanted to like the Cher show. Okay, I wanted to like it. I went in expecting to like it,
and you didn't.
And I didn't like it.
How come?
Well, it was kind of an overblown, it was kind of like a Las Vegas show on steroids. Stephanie J. Brock did a wonderful job doing her Cher impersonation, especially that particular way that Cher has of speaking. And the actor who played Sonny was dead on, even that hunched over way that he used to walk and talk and capture that perfectly. And there's a total of three actresses, including Stephanie J. Brock, who play Cher at different parts of her life. That was kind of clever. It'd be one thing, Kay, if Cher had been dead for 20 years, but she's still alive, and it was like, me, look what I did. One thing I did appreciate is she did not want Sonny's memory besmirched, in case people don't know. You know, he was died in a skiing accident, and they parted ways because of for business reasons. You know, he didn't treat her very well businesslike. He wound up retaining 95% of their business holdings, and she had 5%. That doesn't mean she was left out in the cold. She still got a salary, but she, and it would have been very easy to vilify him. But she said, no, I don't want that done. So I appreciated that.
I did see a performance of the Cher's singing along with Cher that was amazingly convincing. They really captured her singing style.
Yes, they do.
Lots of buzz about Hadestown.
Yes, I didn't see that. My wife Sharon saw it and just loved it. Hadestown is based on an ancient Greek play. It's tragic dual love story, but it's in the storytelling. It's done in contemporary terms, very diverse cast, very fast-paced, almost circus-like in some places, and it's not good for any one reason you can put your finger on. It's just highly entertaining all the way through.
Tell me about another favorite Tony-nominated show that you saw this year.
saw Kelly O'Hara, Will Chase in Kiss Me, Kate, the revival. And they tweaked it a little bit to dovetail into the Me Too movement. She doesn't get spanked, naturally. There's a song towards the end where she kind of is contrite and sings the song, "I'm ashamed that women are so simple." And they changed the lyrics to, I am ashamed that people are so simple. And the song isn't about what you think just from the title. It's about how she's ashamed that people can't settle their differences. That people are so simple-minded that they can't intellectualize and verbalize and their differences and work through them.
Kiss Me, Kate is based on Taming of the Shrew
Shakespeare. 1948 classic written by Cole Porter. It was Cole Porter's big comeback. Wonderful songs. I'll Be True to You and I'm True to You in My Fashion. Is that it? So In Love, gorgeous song. Too Darn Hot, Another Opening, Another Show. Bianca, I've Come to Wive at Wealthily in Padua. On and on and on. And those songs are all there, great choreography, and very entertaining all the way through. And people are going to love it because it's updated, and it looks fresh. It looks like it was just written in last week, even though it won the very first Tony for Best New Musical on Broadway in 1948.
Tell me about one more Tony-nominated musical.
Well, not a musical, but Adam Gettle was nominated for Best Score, even though the original music was written for a stage play, which is To Kill a Mockingbird. And it's not up for a nomination as Best Revival because it's not a revival. It's a brand new play. I saw it. I would put it up there in one of my top 10 theater experiences. With a script by Aaron Sorkin, Jeff Daniels as Atticus Finch. And I think Aaron Sorkin and Bartlett Shear, the director, he's the hot director on Broadway these days, Bartlett Shear. And I thought they did a masterful job of giving people what they expect to see, but giving them something more and something a little different. Because it's more about the journey of Atticus Finch. The movie is Scout looking back as an adult, and we see Scout, played by Mary Badham, as a child. In this production, Scout, Jim, and the next-door neighbor, Dill, are played by adults, but as actors portraying children. And rather than Scout looking back from time to time, she steps forward, breaks the fourth wall, and tells the audience something about what's going on now. And it's more about the journey, the mental journey, and the processes of Atticus Finch, because they show that he's a small town country lawyer taking on Robinson's case of rape against a white woman. The accusation, you see he's biting off more than he can chew, and how is he going to handle this? So you see that process that Jeff Daniel brings to us.
George, it is always such a pleasure to talk Broadway with you.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you for remembering me after all these years, Kay.